Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 47, Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 4, The Beast and the Sea. First of all, I would like to suggest you read my written commentary on this passage because I go into much more detail there than I will here. There is much allusion here to the Old Testament, the book of Daniel, especially Daniel 7 that I talk about more than I will on this audio version. Verse 1 says, And the dragon, meaning the devil, stood on the shore of the sea. Two ways of looking at the sea. I believe it's the Mediterranean Sea. Some people believe it should be taken symbolically because sea can be seen as the nations of the world. And I saw a beast coming out of the sea. We saw this beast in Revelation 7, verse 11. It is the Antichrist. We're in the middle of the tribulation. We first saw the Antichrist in chapter 6, verse 1. The first half of the tribulation, he is an ordinary man. The second half of the tribulation, he has Satan come within him to live. The second half of the tribulation, he is a demonic, Satan-inspired individual. That's what this portion of Revelation is all about. And I saw the beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads. That's from Daniel 7. With 10 crowns on his head, and on each crown a blasphemous name. You can refer to my written commentary to know more about that. Verse 2, the beast I saw resembled a leopard, but he had feet like those of a bear and a mouth like that of a lion. Those three animals are described in the book of Daniel. They represent three kingdoms, Persia, Greece, and Rome. Really what the Antichrist and his kingdom is about the totality of human empires past all rolled up in one. The dragon gave the beast his power. Again, Satan is behind the beast. And his throne and great authority, all coming to the Antichrist from Satan. Verse 3, one of the heads of the beast seemed to have a fatal wound. Most prophetic futures believe the Antichrist is executed, killed, assassinated here, and as we will see, is raised from the dead. When he is raised from the dead, that's when Satan comes into the Antichrist and tries to duplicate deity, the deity of Christ. The word seems is a little bit, it throws you off here because there's no word for the word seems in the Greek. Matter of fact, Greek doesn't have a word for the word seems. It's just a matter of the NIV translators figuring out what should be there. Maybe they're not sure that the Antichrist really died. I believe he did die, as we will see later. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. Men worshipped the dragon because he had given the authority to the beast, and they also worshipped the beast and asked, who is like the beast? Who can make war against him? We will see, really, the last half of the tribulation is really a battle between the heavenly realm of God and Satan in the heavenlies. It's a battle between God and Satan. Earth, humanity, is the battlefield. But the whole world will worship, the text says, both Satan and the beast. I believe at this point the world will know. There won't be any atheists at this point. And the world will know that they're actually worshiping Satan.